This recording, Spain 7, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square, near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her, and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Coma, Coma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Coma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Coma and give her a relaxing bath. When Sarah had managed to bath the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on the right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. So, my accent is supposed to be funny as a result of being both Spanish and German. I was born in Spain. As a matter of fact, I was born in Catalunya, which is a different region from Spain. We like to think it's a different country sometimes. My father is German, my mother is Catalan. I went to a German school until I was 18, to a German school in Spain. So that means I would receive education in almost every subject in German, except for Spanish literature, of course. There I started my English classes at the age of 10. Of course, the translations would always be German, so that explains largely my German accent when I speak English. At home, we speak all three languages, meaning Catalan, Spanish, and German. Ever since I left university, which was when I was about 23, I studied in English-speaking countries. So I spent a year in the United States, more concretely near Boston, and thereupon I moved to England, where I am now, in Oxford, and this is my 4th year here. It's funny that all the international people I've met so far, very, very few of them have been able to place me as either Spanish or German. The most frequent thing I've heard about my accent is that it sounds like an Eastern European person who's trying to speak English. Of course, some people would deny that, and 2 or 3 people have placed me rather in the United States, as in she has a United States accent rather than a British accent, which I wouldn't mind because I don't really like the British accent. Oh well, so I guess so much for myself and the funny sounding of my accent. I apologize that I don't have English as a second language, it's actually my 4th language, but nevertheless, it'd be great if you could make some use of this recording, and if not, well, it's very easy to hit the delete button. Okay, bye.